It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Last week, we talked about the long-term unemployed who found jobs. We asked, how did you do it? John Brower from Denver wrote, I was out of work for just over a year and looked for a job every day. For the first 9 months, I tried to use websites and the workforce in my state with no luck whatsoever. I would apply to about 50 jobs a week minimum, and I would probably get a call back once a week, typically for a job I was overqualified for. Then I decided to reach out to people in my network, just friends, family, and friends of friends. I found an opportunity within a month. It was a long interview process, but I was employed within 3 months of my decision to stop using huge websites. I have a great job now in my field, sales, and it's all thanks to not using Monster or the others. Use your network. When we talked about the heat wave that affected much of the country, Mary Grimm from California sent this comment. During a 100-plus degree hot spell, a crew from the gas utility was replacing gas pipe in my house. For safety reasons, the workers must wear heavy long-sleeve shirts covered by bright orange canvas vests and, of course, hard hats and work boots and gloves. The sweat was streaming off these workers. Although they had plenty of water, I worried someone might get heat stroke. They seem to survive okay, but all of us who work indoors should appreciate the comforts we've got. The final mission of the space shuttle ended last week, and many of you sent us your space shuttle memories. Thomas Jeremiah from Richmond, I can remember being huddled in Mrs. Richardson's first grade class with neighboring classrooms to watch the first manned launch. The school's librarian wheeled in a television set just to watch. What a modern marvel, a TV in the classroom. Mrs. Richardson fiddled with the rabbit ears to get as good reception as possible. She impressed on us the importance of this momentous day. In fifth grade, my class was counseled by our teacher, Mrs. Sykes, after the Challenger disaster. This morning, my clock radio woke me at 5:30, and as I was making coffee, I heard Mr. Inskeep's commentary on the final shuttle mission from 6 to 36 all over breakfast. If you have a correction, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there, @TOTN, or follow me, @NeilConan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Barry Hardiman, Prisca Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, April Failing, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our intern is Kirsten Garris. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Bill Plummer, Cal Southworth, and Tom Marquito. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, the United Nations calls it the worst food crisis in a generation. Millions of East Africans threatened by drought and hunger. We'll talk with NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton from East Africa and with Ted Koppel about our limited options. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.